This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got a phone call in the seventh inning last night. So seventh inning, our phone rang, and right when I heard that thing ring, I told whoever's next to me, I said, that is not good. I didn't know what it was or who it was, but when it comes our way, that wasn't good. And I heard it get slammed after off, and I knew it wasn't going to be good, and it turned out to be really horrendous. I don't think there's a consolation to losing Felix, but I think anytime you avoid, you know, a catastrophic injury, then it's good, whether it's the elbow or the shoulder. I think he's thrown once coming out of the All-Star break, and we feel great about, you know, his usage over the course of the year, and, you know, something that's new, and, you know, it's hard to explain some of these things, as it has been hard to explain a lot of the injuries for a lot of other guys this year.
So that's Tony Manzolino telling you what went down in the bullpen with Felix Bautista. Felix Bautista, they get the call in the seventh inning. He can't go. He's put on the IL the next day. And first save opportunity after Felix Bautista goes on the IL goes to Gregory Soto. And we bring that up because now Gregory Soto is gone. He was traded to the New York Mets today for two right-handed pitching prospects, Wellington Arocena, who, according to, I think, Baseball Pipeline, is the 19th prospect in the Mets system, and right-handed pitcher Cameron Foster. So two pitchers, one Foster's 26, Arocena's either 20 or 21, depending on where I read. But Gregory Soto now out of the fold. First trade done. Orioles at the deadline less than a week away, but Felix Bautista will not be part of it.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Bautista news is, it's disconcerting for me, because you kind of worried about how he and they would navigate this. And I don't think he's been overused or anything like that. And I think, you know, I have a lot of complaints with a lot of things they've done. I don't have complaints about his usage. I do, however, feel like he's a bit of a ticking time bomb. And there's been times this year where he really hasn't looked right. And he didn't have a seamless return from Tommy John, and nobody around here seems to. So, the trade deadline's next week. The trade deadline really starts about 2 weeks before the trade deadline. Really, the moment the draft's over, it's full-blown trade season, which means if you want to get ahead of that, then you should do some of your work before the All-Star break, especially if you're a team like the Orioles that the whole industry has known needs to sell and needs to sell across the board. And probably, honestly, if you're honest about the state of their organization, need to sell some controllable pieces too. And I'm not talking about Brian Baker. So their passivity and their inactivity has hurt them again, because they'll never even find out what Felix Bautista could have fetched them, because they weren't proactive in shopping him. And now there's nothing to shop. You know, the Soto trade, I would say this is what you're going to get.
I got no problem with it.
This is what it's going to be for Kittredge. Yeah. This is what it's going to be for Dominguez. Maybe a little more for a guy here or there. It's going to be a 20 to, you know, I don't know, a 19 to 21 year old who hasn't played above A ball and maybe has never even played above the complex league, which would be the case with the kid who can throw 101. There's going to be substantial questions about the development of that potential prospect. And then there's going to be a place filler, because let's face it, they don't have any pitching in the high minors, and they're about to trade a bunch of pitching, and there's not much at Norfolk they need to look at. So a 26-year-old who in a limited look at AAA has been bad, but it's been okay at AA. I got news for you. He probably comes here, he goes to Norfolk, and he might be a phone call away.
Yeah, Cameron Foster probably ends up in the Orioles bullpen at some point.
And he probably isn't anything special, and he's probably not on the team next year.
Correct.
But like, they need bodies. They need organizational depth right now because they were already short due to the injuries, and now you're going to be trading sure things. Like, you know what, like, Dominguez and Soto aren't great. You knew what they were. You knew they had a role, and they gave you innings. Now someone else is going to have to do that. And, you know, Kittredge, what, like, yeah, there's going to be a bunch to come. And there's not going to be someone on the other side of that transaction who you've ever heard of, who you're going to find in any top 150 list, who you may not even find in the top 30 list for the team that they're playing on. But that's where we are. That's what a lost season looks like.
Yeah, and they need to do that trade 10 out of 10 times. And with the rest of the guys, especially on expiring contracts, because you're hoping maybe one couple of these lottery tickets pop a year or two down the line. But you bring up a good point, and it's not just in the bullpen. How much have we talked about from the starting rotation when Charlie Morton gets traded, if a Zach Eflin gets traded? How are they going to eat all these innings? And then Dominguez and Kittredge, we expect them to go as well. How are they going to fill all this? And they need to get some of
bodies.
Those guys back, like a Cameron Foster.
Yeah, I mean, we're literally, it's attrition.
Yep.
We're not to August, and we're playing the attrition game. That's the state of the Baltimore Orioles.
It's interesting.
They were supposed to be beyond this 3 years ago.
Yeah, you're absolutely right that the deadline, the work should have started 2 weeks ago. It looks like the deadline kicked off last night with the Josh Naylor trade, because now we have two more trades today, Soto and Ryan McMahon going from the Rockies to the Yankees. So things are heating up.
We had Tony Gwynn on yesterday. First question I asked him is about the incoming Diamondbacks fire sale, because that's a major factor for the Orioles, because they have as much to sell, and it's all better.
Yep.
Their starters are better than ours. Their position players are better than ours. They're going to get way more than we get. And again, that's why, if you want to do what you always do and wait till the very end, guys will underperform, guys will regress, guys will get hurt, and the market factors will shift. The standings will move in ways that, I know you're a genius, and I know your algorithms are unfailing, except they're always wrong. Things will happen that you didn't see coming because you're a clown. And you will get pennies on the dollar.
No emotion.
It happens all the time. It's all they do. It's what they do. And now they're scrambling because, yeah, Arizona is full-fledged seller, and they've got better stuff. And you got bumped off your little perch.
Mike Elias said the quiet part out loud in that press conference after he traded Brian Baker, where, "This is sooner than I am comfortable making this type of trade." Those were his words that he said in a press conference.
You fired your manager in May. What are you talking about?
We have a huge Friday show. Very busy as we take you up until 6 o'clock. BBT live from Pickles. It's the Bobster and Jim Hunter. But guest-wise on today's show, Colorado Rockies in town for a three-game series. Thomas Harding covers the Rockies for MLB.com. They just made a trade, so he may have to bail. But he's supposed to join us at 2:30. We'll talk Rockies and this trade as long as he can make it with us. 3 o'clock, our best bets with our own Betway Ben Hall. Maybe Jason will have some best bets for you as well. Solomon Wilcott, of course, SiriusXM NFL Radio. Also, Believe in Bengals podcast. We'll talk Bengals and some NFL with Solly at 4:30. Juan Dixon, the Terp Shell Shock TBT team, is in the Elite Eight. They play on Monday against the West Virginia team. Their coach, Juan Dixon, Maryland legend, joins us at 5 o'clock. And Cordell Woodland wrapping up everything Orioles and Ravens at 5:30.
Yeah, huge show. Cordell will have us covered out there at the Castle. This should be quite a series here with the Rockies, the worst team in modern baseball
Cowser section.
History. Yeah, and look, maybe that I certainly think there'll be another transaction somewhere in the MLB before we go off air, and maybe it's even involving another Oriole player.
Coming up next, so we'll wrap up the series against the Guardians. Went about as we expected it to go. Orioles lose 3 of 4. We are less than a week until the trade deadline. If anything breaks, we will let you know. Oh, Ben, is it okay? Let's just get these tickets out of the way. 410-583-1057. You want to go see Quiet Riot at the Horseshoe Casino? I think it's August 1st. You got to be 21 or older. 410-583-1057. Get your Quiet Riot-ish tickets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next.
Did a great job today, just kind of rolling around the clubhouse, and you know, nothing changed. I mean, it's a normal trash talking and having fun, and you know, kind of pushing guys a little bit, and you know, guys were out on the field today, so going out there taking drop ball today on the field in Jackson, and you know, didn't feel like anything changed. But you know, it's an important day. You know, you don't want to get swept in a four-game series. You know, and we're able to come out in that first inning and put up a three spot. Wish we would have thrown up more. And the subsequent innings, weren't able to throw up the one to the big at bat by Gunner, and it's a big at bat.
Tony Manzolino said the vibes are still good in the clubhouse, despite the Orioles getting off to a rocky start in this series, losing the first three. They did take the fourth game 4-3 yesterday. Gregory Soto got the save yesterday. He is now a New York Met, if you're just tuning in, to minor league pitching prospects acquired by the Orioles for Gregory Soto. But Tony Manzolino says everything's good. The clubhouse is cool.
Well, I think we've missed the plot here a little bit. So let's focus back in on reality and the reality that really matters, which is the reality of that. Don't buy their BS about a young hitting core here. It doesn't exist. Let me ask you guys, because outside of Adley Rutschman, who was a pariah at the plate, are they missing anything this month? Would you generalize the Orioles' offense as, I mean, okay, Sanchez, so catcher position.
T.O. was
wasn't
hurt.
Giving him much. Yeah.
T.O.
That's
was
a good
hurt.
Thing.
Yeah.
July, would you consider this a pretty healthy ball club from a hitting standpoint?
Pretty healthy.
Yeah. Care to guess how many teams in the major leagues have scored less runs than the Orioles in the month of July?
I'm going to say two.
One, just the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are god-awful. Yeah, Pirates have scored 46 runs in 17 games, folks. Do that math. That's pathetic. That's the only team that has fewer runs produced than the Orioles in the month of July. O's are averaging 3.4 runs per game. No one's talking about that, right? Because they're talking about, oh, well, they're kind of 500 under Manzolino.
They
and
are.
Well, it's just the pitching. It's the pitching. There is no core. The GM is a total fraud, and this baseball team is a Ponzi scheme. For the month of July, the Baltimore Orioles have a slash line of 221,
278, 368. Only the Pirates have a worse on base, and only the Pirates have a worse OPS. So I didn't ask for much in the second half of the year. Can they learn to run the bases? Haven't seen any advances there. Can they field their positions and throw to the right base and field bunts and not sling the ball around the outfield? Can they try not to let someone tag up from second and score? Nope, I was asking for too much there. Can they produce more runs, have quality at-bats with people on base, and walk? No. Can they cut down on their strikeout rate? No. So this is what you're being served. It's not getting any better. And if you want to listen to this goofball talk about a kid who gets on base 28% of the time should be our leadoff hitter forever, and everything's fine here, and we don't need to switch much around, and yeah, we're creating giveaways for Kowser, so he must be good, and don't look at Westberg's on base, just pretend he's a 40 home run guy. Like, if you want to play the shell game with them, knock yourself out. They're frauds.
Well, it's
a little exaggeration. Is anybody pretending Westberg's a 40 home run guy?
Well, what do you mean?
I've never heard anybody say he's a 40.
Well, you better hope he is, because if he's only getting on base 28% of the time, he better be a 40 home run guy.
Oh.
Otherwise, he's a below average Major League Baseball player.
I personally think he's good. He's the least of their problems. They do have a lot of problems.
Well, he's been playing every night.
Yeah.
And only the Pirates have scored less runs than him this month, and they've played some garbage teams.
No, I hear you. They're...
Well, it's ultimately just been back to a really bad brand of baseball, where you go back to that second game of the Marlins series, the Saturday before the All-Star break. They had won 6 of 7. They responded to that by losing 7 of 8. And in those 7 losses, 5 of those 7 came by losing by 3 runs or more. It's a lot more of the non-competitive baseball, and this Guardians series illustrates that. Sugano got shelled. Brandon Young was mad. The bullpen at some points running into outs. You had that one inning where it was Mullins and someone.
Yeah, that was fun.
Who besides Laureano looked particularly good at the plate in that series?
Oh, Laureano was great, but outside of him. Hey, Mayo got on base.
They let Mayo play once.
T.O. had 2 hits yesterday.
It's not funny. It's not cute. It's not. This is 7 years, man.
I hear
They made you sit through 120 lost seasons, right? And they're trying to sell you that they've got it figured out and the answers are within, and all they need to do is trade schlubs at the end of their contract. They're propagating a shell game, and it's not on these 4 hours. It's not happening in these 4 hours. Plenty of people will fill the airwaves with pablum, puke, and talking points handed them by a fraud GM. Not here, okay? You tell me who they're developing as a baseball player. Tell me the hitter who's better right now besides Jackson Holliday,
who was
20 now than he was a year ago.
And Jason,
on the whole freaking roster, tell me.
They never lost 120 games in a season.
Yeah,
they didn't.
They have not.
Yeah, you're right, they did.
They did not.
They lost 100 repeatedly.
Yeah. 115 was the peak.
Yeah.
And that was 2018.
Who's better? Who's a better, more productive hitter and baseball player now than a year ago? On the whole roster. I'll wait.
Just Holliday.
That's Jackson.
That's the guy.
So why aren't we talking about that? Why isn't that the primary talking point with this team? Don't fall for the sleight of hand. Don't fall for garbage Soto trade for kids who will never be here in all likelihood. And if they are here, it's probably real fringy, and it's probably 4 years away. Like, this whole thing is a fraud. They are propagating a fraud. It's not a major league operation. They're selling you they're a contender, but I'm telling you, who is getting better with a fake GM and a fake manager? Who's getting better? I got people running the numbers, what they've done with Mabry and what they've done before Mabry. Bro, I watch them every night. They can't hit.
Yeah.
Take everything out of it. Yes, he will never find a starting pitcher. Yes, he doesn't want to spend any money. Yes, the owner seems like Mr. Magoo, completely asleep at the wheel. Yeah, but strip all that away. They're playing baseball every night with basically their core, alleged core, except for Adley, who has sucked, totally sucked since last June. And I'm watching them every night, and they're facing mediocre pitching, and I'm waiting for somebody to continually have quality at-bats. Yeah, okay, Jackson, that's been neat.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be leading off every night, but that's but that's been neat.
Ramon, he's not part of
the core.
He should be gone this weekend.
If he's here by Monday, they're
bigger losers than I think.
By the way, both Ramones should be gone by the
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, if you
again, keep your eyes on the prize. There's still because the JV volleyball coach is telling you he's managing to win. They're trying to win, and the message he's sending to them is be winners, and they continue to play losing baseball. And there isn't some talent pipeline. There isn't a core. There isn't a wave that's going to save this. These are real games. They've been playing real games since last June, and they're one of the five worst teams in baseball. And the only thing they kind of had going for them was a bullpen that they're about to gut, because they should, because they're a suck organization across the board. So that's where they find themselves. But, like, it doesn't make any of it right. It doesn't make any of it acceptable. And if you think there's a bunch of winners here, show them to me.
Won the most games in the American League, 2023 and 2024.
He did. That checks out.
With a manager who, we'll see how many interviews he gets. We'll see how many people are clamoring for Brandon Hyde 4 months from now. We'll see what the industry thinks.
Coming up next.
The day that Mike Elias is fired, and I pray it's sooner rather than later. Let's see. Let's see what the industry thinks of him. Let's see where he lands. Let's see what he does.
Orioles start a three-game series against the pathetic Colorado Rockies tonight, BBT at Pickles.
Think they'll score more than 3.38 runs tonight? I mean, that's the month. That's July.
They better, because it's the Colorado Rockies.
That's the new-look Orioles with Mabry and Manzolino and the changes that they made. That's what they're doing in July.
Ken, you're the batting average guy. Rockies starting staff, batting average against them on the season.
Uh-huh.
312.
Here we go.
That is insane.
Yeah, here we go.
That is ridiculous.
You should filter home and road, though.
Yeah. Well, that's on the season. But yes. 312. I don't care if you're playing on the moon, Jason, or Coors Field. Yeah. 312 is crazy.
Thomas Harding covers the Rockies for MLB.com. He joins us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Next.
We had a good day yesterday, but ultimately we had zero turnovers, and your just percentages to win a game go drop extremely low if you don't have a turnover. So that's kind of the key. You know, I know everybody wants to see Lamar throw his little touchdowns, but we're trying to get the ball, and then obviously no pads on, but, you know, forced fumbles, we're trying to, you know, get attempts on air. But turnovers is by far the biggest thing that is being preached. Basically, practice is kind of graded. Did everyone do their job? You can check all the boxes, but if the turnover box isn't checked, it wasn't too good of a practice.
Marlon Humphrey talking about the defense coming away with some turnovers in Thursday's practice, and turnovers have been a talking point because, quite frankly, they don't force any in the postseason, and Marlon Humphrey has been bringing that up himself. By the way, if you're tuning in to hear about the Rockies, Thomas Harding from MLB.com is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. The Rockies traded Ryan McMahon to the Yankees, so he's filing a story. He asked us for a little time, but a little Marlon now, and Ravens do need to force turnovers, especially in the big games.
Look, I love Marlon's tone. I love Marlon where he's coming from a content standpoint. I love Marlon being a realist. The way the season finished, you could allow yourself to act like it was nothing to see here and mission accomplished. And, you know, we got better and we sorted some things out and we learned how to play cover two and cover three and we stopped giving up big plays and we fired a few coaches, so everything's fine. But he continues to sort of reverberate what we've talked about, which is it's not just about getting yourself back to good. It's about trying to be special, trying to be great, and having game-changing, momentum-changing plays on that side of the ball when it matters most. Marlon had, you know, huge pick down the stretch against Pittsburgh, right? They did some things against some really lesser offenses. But when you're facing a Kansas City or a Buffalo with your season on the line, yeah, getting off the field is job number one, but can you give your offense? Can you shift momentum with a play? You know, can you put your offense in a great down distance field position? Hell, could you contribute directly to scoring some points?
You lost that turnover battle in Buffalo 3-0. You're not winning a playoff game in Buffalo losing a turnover battle 3-0. And that's not even just a postseason thing for this defense. It was a season-long issue for them. After leading the league in turnovers in 2023, they were 20th in the NFL in takeaways. So that's got to be a big part of it, is taking the ball away. And Marlon just said it. That's a point of emphasis for this defense during training camp. They had two players that had multiple interceptions, Marlon and Ardarius Washington, who might not play a snap this year.
More from Marlon Humphrey speaking yesterday after practice, talks about the mentality he wants to see from the defense.
Based off, you know, kind of what we're seeing defensively, I mean, guys are really running to the ball like it means something. I try to use an analogy that, well, there currently is a brick wall behind me, but if you told me to take off running, just turn around and take off running, you shouldn't look and see there's a brick wall behind you. You should just run directly into the wall. And I know for a fact Roquan plays like that. I'm trying to add that to my game. If we can get 9 guys doing that, I think we'll be a good defense. But if we can get 11 guys doing that to where it could be a cliff behind you, you just turn to run and we all go into the cliff together. I think if that mindset, hustle and run to the ball, that's something everybody can do. And I think, you know, if someone throws a screen, big Travis Jones is coming, 300 pounds of him, all that, and it's no wide receiver is going to either want to do a juke, whatever, and get down. So I think that's something that I've seen early on that I think if we can keep building on that, we'll be a great defense.
Marlon absolutely trying to set a tone here early in camp.
He's the vocal leader of that defense, and it's not even close. I mean, I feel like he talks more than Roquan. I think he's much more of a realist and talks in fewer cliches than Roquan. I think he seems to be available all the time, where it looked to us like Roquan was pulling one from the Adley Rutschman department, and all of a sudden the sort of pseudo-captain, you know, when things are going rough, you're not hearing from him much, and when you do hear from him, he doesn't sound like he's watching the same football we're watching. So, yeah, I think Marlon has embraced that leadership role. And you know what? It's probably empowered him some. And I know a lot of his issues were health in the past, and no amount of leadership is going to make sure that you don't get hurt. It doesn't work that way. But, like, I feel like he's played, the more he's kind of come out of that shell, or the more he's kind of gone from, like, jokester to voice of reason, maybe it's coincidental that his play is elevated, but it has.
I think one of the more memorable press conferences from last year came immediately following that second
little
Cincinnati,
brother.
Exactly. Where he was like, yeah, we're winning. That's cool. But it's not fun when we're winning, giving up 350 yards passing. We have to be better. We have to stop dragging this team down. And he was completely transparent in a moment in which Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase just absolutely shredded that defense at M&T Bank Stadium.
More from Marlon Humphrey speaking yesterday. What have the first practices been like with new Raven Jaire Alexander?
he's a confident guy, so it's pretty fun to practice with him. We communicated over the break, just talking about each other's game. He was watching some of the Steelers tape, I guess, when I attempted to fight a couple linemen. He was like, I really like that. I love that. So he's a guy that's I think it's going to be really fun to play with. We've been talking kind of me playing nickel, he's playing corner, you know, how I play things. So it's been exciting, but what I like the most is just his swag to the game. I think confidence is the biggest key you can have at corner, and I think you can never have too much confidence, I think, at corner. And some of the guys that don't have enough, anyone can add some to it, including myself. So I think he's a perfect fit for our secondary.
By the way, Jair in part said yesterday that he thought that Jair was weird, but he said Marlon's mm-hmm. even more weird than he is.
So. Yeah, I think these two are going to play off each other pretty well. I'm just sitting there listening to him talk like, okay, around here, and the bar is set high. Sorry, Harbs, it is Super Bowl or bust. He probably needs a ring to cement his legacy. But like, where's Marlon Humphrey going to go down in terms of all-time homegrown Ravens corners?
Pretty
right?
High.
For a while, we would have said he needs more picks, right? And that's picked up.
He's easily a Ring of Honor guy.
Yeah, but like,
I think he's,
I mean,
he's up there.
Jimmy had so much longevity, right? I mean, there's Jimmy, there's McAllister.
Chris McAllister's got to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
That's it. Those are the guys. Homegrown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like McAllister, I think, if not for off the field stuff, would be in the Ring of Honor already.
Yes.
And it ended, it did not end well.
It was bad. He had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm just kind of interested, you know, legacy and all that. Where sort of how he's remembered, where he goes down in the pecking order.
Look, he's got one more.
He's had multiple All-Pro seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got one more year left on his deal. If he gets another extension,
he'll be back.
No, I'm sure he will.
But
he's back.
Assuming he gets that extension, then you're rivaling Jimmy's longevity at that point.
But Jimmy never played. His peaks were never as high as Marlon's.
And the injuries obviously costed Jimmy.
Coming up next, Orioles and Rockies. We preview with Thomas Harding from MLB.com. He covers the Rockies and he joins us next. Thomas Harding will be joining us momentarily, efforting to get Thomas on the program. He, of course, covers the Rockies for MLB.com.
Heavy lifting there, man.
Well, man. The Colorado Rockies are going to come into tonight's game at 26-76.
26 wins. It's almost August.
26-76. That's something.
It's all, I mean, look, even coming on the heels of what was a diabolically awful season from the White Sox last year, that they have literally said, not just hold my beer, but hold my keg. I mean, they have so far surpassed the ineptitude of the White Sox, again, which just happened. Like, it's staggering. They're 12-38 on the road. They've got 12 wins on the road. It's almost August.
And they're Pythagorean. Yeah. They're three games unlucky. So 29-73 would be their expected.
11-57 against teams above 500 or above. 11-57.
Now
they don't have to worry about that this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure Mike Elias has a supercomputer that would tell you the Orioles should, you know, should still win 94 games or whatever.
Well, they'll sweep the Rockies. Thomas Harding's not answering, Bone. We're working on getting Thomas Harding. By the way, the Rockies just traded Ryan McMahon. Their I guess their best player is that the, is am I going out on a limb saying
I'm not a big Ryan McMahon guy. I don't think he's going to fare very well in New York. I think the Yankees are going to regret not paying the price for Suarez.
Yeah.
And settling for Ryan McMahon.
By the way, Suarez. Would it shock you if he ends up in Seattle with Naylor?
They put it out to their media pretty quickly that they weren't done with Naylor. So, no, it wouldn't shock me. They don't have to worry about competing with the Yankees anymore.
And the other part of this, I said this to Ben, and I was being slightly facetious, but it feels like Ryan McMahon is like bargain basement DJ LeMahieu. Like, we're doing this all over again. Like, that's what they
Younger, think. But yeah.
Yeah, but he's not as good as LeMahieu was.
No. Look, Hunter Goodman's had a great season for them offensively as a catcher. He's their best hitter. There's not a whole lot of there. Michael Toglia will hit the ball at Coors Field out a little bit. McMahon better at home than the road, as most of them are. The pitching staff leaves a lot to be desired.
All right, let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline now. Thomas Harding covers the Rockies for MLB.com, and he joins us now. And Thomas, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start here. I'm going to assume, and I know what happens when you assume, that you didn't think the Rockies were going to be great this year coming into the season. But 26.
No, I didn't call for a World Series credential.
But 26-76, man, I don't know if you saw that coming either.
No, nobody really saw that coming at this point. I think that going into the season, they were hoping that Chris Bryant would get healthy. He hasn't been since he got here. They were hoping that they would stay healthy. They lost Ezekiel Tovar, their shortstop, who is the best player on that team. And if you look at this team coming out of the break, where they went 4-2 at home against the Twins and the Cardinals, Tovar was fully healthy. And they look more like a major league team, okay? It's they're not going to be a world beater, but it looks like a lineup that can, you know, that can compete in the major leagues. And I think that has been kind of the key there, is that they've had a few injuries that have made it worse. They did lose 100 the last 2 years, so like I say, they weren't going to be good. But I don't think they expect it to be this bad. If you go back and look, they had actually been planning for this year to take the step forward, but there was 1 week in 2023 where they had four guys have Tommy John surgery, two on the major league staff, two of their top prospects. They had another two prospects get hurt that year, and some of the guys they expected to be part of the program going forward, whether it was Brendan Rodgers, he didn't really pan out as a long-term solution. David Dahl went to one All-Star game, and he ended up getting non-tendered. So a lot of things have happened with this team, and that's why you have what you have right now.
Well, Thomas, the trade deadline is July 31st, but the Rockies did trade Ryan McMahon to the Yankees. Just how different could this Rockies team look like come August 1st?
I'll tell you what, that is the interesting thing about this, the fact that getting Tovar back and kind of feeling like people are hitting where they should be hitting in the lineup. But you look at this, you look at the lineup without McMahon, you know, there's going to be some inexperience there at third base. They traded for two minor league pitchers that they're going to develop. You think that when you look at the bullpen, there are some young pitchers with really good arms there. Well, guess what? They get you a lot in a trade. So as this team seemed to be getting to the point to where it was going to be a competent major league team, a team that was competitive, they could lose a lot of the guys that will make them competitive. So I'm not sure what this is going to look like after August 1st. I do know that this team has responded well to Warren Schaefer's managing. What they've been able to successfully do, and it's hard to do, is put some of the past behind and just play freer out there. It could be more competitive than the first half, because it's hard to get less competitive record-wise.
It seems to me one of the few sort of bright spots offensively has been Hunter Goodman. And I saw him a decent amount in the Eastern League and kind of liked him and wasn't sure if he's going to be more of a DH or a first baseman, or, you know what I mean, how things will go behind the plate. But what have your impressions been of him? And do you think they'll hold on to him, or is he a trade chip too?
I don't think he is a trade chip, because it's so hard to get catching here. Mm-hmm. With Goodman, you saw him in the Eastern League playing a bunch of positions.
Yeah.
They knew he was a catcher, but they wanted to get that bat to the major leagues. I think he had like 72 home runs in the minor leagues before he ever got to the majors, and it was less than two seasons. This guy is a hitter. The question going forward would be, how much will he be able to preserve that offensive production when he's catching? You don't have very many people catch 120 games here. Yep. In Colorado. I think Joe Girardi did it a long time ago. So you're going to need to pair him with another catcher and DH him a bit. But yeah, he is a star, an all-star this year. I will say, though, Ezekiel Tovar's numbers, when you see him this weekend in Baltimore, you'll understand how much he means to this team.
We're talking with Thomas Harding. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Thomas, is there anybody in the rotation that you really like, even though maybe the numbers don't say a whole lot?
Is Dolander going to develop?
Yeah, I think Dolander will develop. Here's what happens here, is that when you're coming through the system, you have to pitch in Albuquerque, which is a far worse place to pitch than Denver. Okay, so what happens is you go through and you're telling pitchers, hey, you're doing well, while they're sitting there staring at a 7 ERA and they're developing some bad habits. So what's happening is they're actually rushing pitchers to the major leagues and letting them kind of struggle here and then figure out exactly what they need. Then they go back to Albuquerque and come back. So I think Dolander will develop. Kyle Freeland, the numbers don't look good. He does get hurt a lot by balls in play, but Kyle Freeland is a good major league pitcher. The questions that you're going to have as the deadline approaches: Austin Gomber, who will be pitching Sunday against the Orioles. First two times through the order, he's been really good. Last time he struggled, but he missed much of the year. He missed the beginning of the season with a shoulder injury. Germán Márquez, he's out now with soreness in the shoulder. Will Antonio Senzatella, it seems like he's getting better, but 2 years off with Tommy John, that's really hurt this rotation. But again, with Senzatella, with Márquez, and with Gomber, do they go at the trade deadline?
Well, Thomas, let's end on a high note. Pretty cool moment during MLB's draft, Ethan Holliday being selected by the Rockies. Just your reaction to that.
I'll tell you, Ethan, I remember him as an infant.
Yes.
When Matt Holliday was going to the World Series and you had the toddler Jackson Holliday, I remember standing on the field as he was holding his kids. Ethan Holliday looks more like Matt Holliday than Jackson does. Jackson is, a lot more wiry, a little shorter. Ethan looks like he is going to be that big monster corner bat that his father was. I don't think he'll stay at shortstop, but they're going to give him the opportunity. I would love to see him in the outfield, actually, eventually. Mm-hmm. But Ethan Holliday, he was, I think, the best player in the draft. Obviously, the team's drafting ahead, especially the Nationals. They had other priorities, but Ethan Holliday should be pretty good with the Colorado Rockies. And you hope it's soon, but with a high school player, you have to be a little bit careful, as you found with Jackson kind of getting there quickly, having to take a step back.
Thomas Harding covers the Rockies for MLB.com. Thomas, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Enjoy Charm City.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coming up next, hey, it's a Friday. Best bets with our own Beltway Ben Hall. Jason will give you probably a couple, maybe some Malbo?
Malbo. I haven't played that. They don't play again until Tuesday. Yeah. I've not looked at Mal. I'll probably be on Malbo, but I've not looked at those odds yet.
That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.